Welcome to the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side, your Thursday Night Freak Show. It's going to be quite a show. I can see that already.
I can see that, too.
Yeah, that is Fuckface Jimmy.
Hello, Fuckface people out there.
Fuckface is already complaining because I didn't have that the pile of blow that he required in his contract.
Yeah, it was in the rider. Every time I do one of these things, it says right in there in the rider, I want to play the blow. And a pile of green jelly beans. And I got neither tonight.
I didn't get the facts. I don't know. How did you send that?
Memo.
I think I sent it with my mind.
Right. I'm not psychic, but somebody who maybe is the beautiful woman to your left and to my right. That's Trixie Camaro.
Hey, Dark Mark. Hey, everybody. It's your favorite hottie, honey-haired Trixie Camaro.
She is something else. She is something else.
And we're going to find out where you two met, where your career is going, and if you're going to pose for one of those Kardashian-type pictures with your ass hanging out. But we'll get all that.
Oh, I see that. That's all
we're working on
that?
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, Josie Cadd, who will be at the... she's curating the LA Film Festival this weekend, so she unfortunately didn't make it today. We can talk about that. But the cat's away. There's another cat we'll play. Catface, we haven't seen her since January.
Right, it's been a while.
Oh, it's welcome, Catface.
Thank you, so good to be back.
Fuckface and Trixie and Fuckface are giving you this seductive look, but it's hard to be. It's hard to top the mustache.
Uh-oh. I know, right?
I know. I don't like to brag or anything, but
so two's company and three's company too. Is that what's going on there?
Well, maybe a little bit of that. I'm not against it. What's that, honey?
Menage a trois.
I didn't know she spoke French.
I didn't know either. She's got some talents, some hidden talents.
I'm a worldly lady, guys.
Do you kiss that way, too?
Oh, I like to have whatever fun I want at that moment. So whatever I'm feeling at that moment is what I get, because I'm Trixie Camaro.
Sometimes it's a German kiss, and sometimes it's a French kiss, sometimes Indonesian. But you got to watch out for some of those countries. You know, you just got to protect yourself.
The Cambodian kiss, the Thailand kiss.
Yes. Don't want to cast any aspersions, but, you know, some of these places, you got to get your shots before you take a kiss.
But you know what's you know what would be a great kiss? And I have to give a shout out to all our new fans in China.
I heard
we have
about
a
this.
Lot of new fans in China now. And I wanted to, I'm gonna learn how to say...
Konnichiwa. Oh, that's Japanese.
Yeah, that's a Japanese.
I'm trying to thank you. So I'm gonna go on Babbel and I will have a nice greeting for all of our friends. But... Kat, it's great to see you. I was telling them in the lobby, first time you were here, we set you on fire.
Right.
Orpheus Black, our friend, set you on fire.
Oh, good guy. Yes,
then you came to my birthday party where a lot of shenanigans happened, including getting a lap dance.
And spanking.
There was a spanking.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody took a turn spanking me.
Wow.
And then that happened again this year. We had a lot of, it was interesting.
I got to get in on this, Mark.
You got to spank me?
It wasn't his contract. You didn't get that memo either?
Well, no, yeah. The blow, the spanking, it's all, the jelly beans, they're all on their way. And then the last time you were here, that was when we had our friends.
Sin.
Sin Fisted, the contortionist, and Joe Adams, the one-armed comedian. I can't even talk. It's the memory's so fresh.
And she got nubbed.
The nub went in some interesting places. I would recommend. It's funny because that was in January, and I'm compiling the list of the 10 most outrageous shows, and there's a lot of outrageous shows, and that's still right at the top.
That's right at the top.
Well, maybe you got to expand that, put him like 20 into the top 10.
Well, we'll see what happens. Well, I may do the top 20, but we'll see what happens tonight. I have a feeling this might be...
I was going to say, or surpass that.
Right, right. Well, let's try to surpass it. There's a couple things I want to say, and then we're going to get into it. Also, I'm going to play my interviews at Kamikaze. That's where I saw Fuckface Jim and we talked.
Yep, it was a fun time.
Right. I did interviews with Tommy Wiseau. I did interviews with Lloyd Kaufman. Pirates. People from the Land of the Lost, a TV show. But tomorrow night... if you're in Orange County, and who isn't, please come down to Malone's at 604 Dyer Road. I'm going to be performing as part of Dark Days. Dark Days is a dark and gothic art and music extravaganza. Starts at 7 with DJ Dollhouse. The band's The Lonely Stars, Northern Labor Party, Dry Spell, Spirit Before Fall. That's a very gothic name. Silky Berlin, that sounds interesting.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Then me.
Sounds sexy.
Gitan Demone, Sister Black, Deep Drain, who I've seen, they're very nice. And you might like these guys, Fuckface. Bring it home, Dirty Hammer.
Oh, I got one of those.
Right. So If you are in Santa Ana or in the Anaheim area, if you're in Orange County, come on down. It's going to be a great time. And also, I do have to mention our sponsors really quick. Last week, I mentioned this place, and everybody in the studio, we had a full studio. We had about 10 people, and I said, we are sponsored by Doomies Home Cooking, and they all went,
Doomies.
You've been to Doomies, right? You've never been to Doomies?
I have not.
I got to take you to Doomies.
Yes.
Doomies is and you're not a vegetarian, you're not a vegan.
Vegetarian.
Are you? It's vegan.
I am. Oh, is it really?
It's vegan.
Oh, wow.
Well,
okay.
You can't believe what they have. They have chicken fried steak, they have fried chicken, they have shrimp scampi, they have chicken parmesan. It's all, you would not, you bite into it, you couldn't believe it's not vegan.
Where are they?
They're in Hollywood. They're right on 1253 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California, 90038. All our Chinese fans, if you're in the Los Angeles area, that's the place to go to. Have you guys ever eaten the Doomies?
You know, I know where it is, but I've never set foot in there.
And then YouTube.
Jimmy, you better promise to take me there.
I'm sorry, honey pie. I'm a bit of a meatitarian, so I don't wander into these veggie places all too often.
Did you hear him?
Yeah, no, trust me. If you go there, forget that it's vegetarian. Don't even think about it.
So, okay.
Order whatever you like. You know, they've got and if you nachos, whatever.
What if I want a steak, a ribeye, medium rare?
They haven't perfected the ribeye yet, but okay. But they do have their version of the Big Mac on the secret menu,
which is
apparently way better than the McDonald's Big Mac.
I don't know if that's possible, but I'll give it a try.
It's possible. Doomies Home Cooking, 1253 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California.
Take me there.
We're going tomorrow.
Why haven't I been there yet?
We're going tomorrow.
Yes, that's and
break
it's funny because
I'm going to send you there.
That's right around the corner from the bus station where you picked her up at, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's another story.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But also, we're brought to you by Stamps.com. If you go to darkmarkshow.com, There's two little banner ads right next to my smiling face. If you click on stamp.com, you get a special $100 value. You get $45 in postage coupons, a free digital scale. Fuckface, you might have a use for that.
Uh-huh.
A $5 supply kit and a 4-week free trial. $100 value, get started. It's the holidays.
Damn.
You want to send presents, but you don't want to go to the post office. Go to darkmarkshow.com, click on the stamps.com. You get all that.
That's fantastic.
They'll ship it to your house, and then you can just print out your own postage and send it all out. You just click.
Let me get this.
Print thing. And mail.
Once you get to know a famous gothic comedian,
right?
Then you can get discounts from the government. Is that what you're talking about?
It sounds crazy. It's not the government. It's not the government. It's actually stamps.com, their own company, but it's legal postage.
Oh.
You print it on your computer. You put it on your packages. You put it on your mailing, and it goes out. And you don't have to go wait in line in the post office, which is the worst. Mm. Well. Actually, Fuckface likes the post office. There's a lot of cute girls there.
I picked up a few cute girls over there. Don't get jealous, honey.
Right, but go to stamps.com. Go to darkmarkshow.com, stamps.com. Also, audible.com. Now, I know you guys aren't big readers, but that's what's great about audible.com in that you can go to audible.com. We've had some guests that have had books on audible.com. Sasha Gray was a guest. You guys are familiar with her work.
You know, I'm not. Who is this Sasha Gray?
Sasha Gray is now she's in legitimate movies. She just came out with a movie with Elijah Wood, Open Windows, but she wrote an erotic novel, The Juliet Society.
Ooh. Well, that sounds familiar.
She was in adult movies and all that. So so her book, Juliet Society, read by her, 8 hours of raunch and filth.
Mm.
You can get that free on audible.com. Just go to darkmarkshow.com, click on the Audible link. It's yours. You can also get Stephen King books. You can get comedy albums. They have radio plays. They have
anything.
8 hours of free filth. That's all. I mean, I didn't hear anything else.
Also, they have hypnosis tapes, Fuckface.
Well, I guess I could quit smoking. Maybe I should try to stop quit smoking.
They do have quit smoking books, Stephen King books, Edgar Allan Poe. What's your favorite book, Kat? Since you're the only one who probably reads around here.
Oh, Jesus. You know, I have to stick with the classics. I'm a Shakespeare girl.
What about the Necronomicon? I heard there's some funny stories in there.
Freakonomics.
Freakonomicon.
No, Freakonomics and Necronomicon are two different books.
No, I know.
I read them both. So anyway, so we're here, Kat. So you're still dancing, teaching dancing, all that stuff?
I am. I have moved locations. I am now teaching out of downtown LA.
And how's that? Who are you teaching? That's what I want to know down around here.
Well. You have to come by and see who I'm teaching.
I
can't give it all away.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's a smaller scale venue, and I'm having my classes are very, very small, like 5, 6, right. Very intimate. and it's going real well.
Kat's from Poland. She's a classically trained ballet dancer.
Wow.
And now she teaches dance, and she's been featured in some of Paris's parties and some fetish parties
as
a dancer. And if you've seen her, you won't be able to miss her.
Now, what kind of dancing are you doing at these crazy parties? You doing a ballet dancing at these Paris parties?
I'm doing a ballet on the pole.
Oh, ooh. My Lord. That these sounds
pole,
so
pole ballet.
I can barely contain myself.
are you teaching pole right now?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's all. It's classic dance as well as pole.
So it's a pole teaching pole.
Yes, that's brilliant.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
I think I need to steal that.
I'm sorry, that's a throwback humor. I'll keep that to a minimum.
Trixie, you're familiar with pole dancing, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a classy lady.
I didn't say you weren't a classy lady, but you've guessed at Jumbo's once in a while, right?
I've been there. I mean, I like the girl who lights a cigarette up her ass. She's really cool.
You know, I never saw that one.
Well, I think a girl is sort of in quotes on that one, honey pie.
Oh, that is Jumbo's clown room. I actually went there with a clown. That was the only time I've been there. But we got Fuckface Jimmy and Trixie Camaro. And I want to... You're from Cold Sluts on Fire.
ColdSlutsOnFire.com is my crazy comedy endeavor.
Yes, so you're doing sketch comedy, crazy T-shirts. I was showing people the T-shirts today. The one, there's a couple that really caught my eye. The one that I definitely have to order is the one where Where's Waldo is being shit out of Miley Cyrus's ass.
That one's visceral.
Yes, that's
can almost smell that one.
There's a lot of Miley Cyrus. Are you obsessed with Miley Cyrus?
Well, you know, I am a pop culture satirist, so anything that's big in pop culture, I'm going to take a shot at it, and I do my best.
You mean take a shit on it.
Can we add Taylor Swift to that list, please?
You know, she's not as gross and weird.
Yes, she is.
Well, I guess in certain ways she is.
People love her too much.
No, I think the Kardashian picture that's all over the internet is probably
that too.
I'm going to dive into that one pretty soon.
Right. I did see somebody put her lips on, I think it was Homer Simpson, and like kind of inverted the ass and made it like the lips of Homer Simpson.
Which lips?
Like the lips.
Oh, on her head. On her face.
No, it was Homer Simpson.
Oh.
Homer Simpson.
Oh, honey pie. Come on now. This is a
curious.
Classy
That's
show.
That's a valid question. I'm deep. She is deep. Two pairs of lips on her head.
And the other one was, there was a The Simpsons, where you put real eyes and noses on The Simpsons.
The Simpsons family was replaced by Nicolas Cage's face. And it was quite a spectral
looking thing. Oh, yeah, the one that's his face
off. Yeah, it's called Face Off, because he was in that movie Face Off with John Travolta. And I thought it would be funny to take a picture of the Simpsons family and put Nicolas Cage's face right on there. And people loved it.
It's funny, and it's really disturbing.
And, you know, I feel so bad right now, because I had this big pile of T-shirts I was going to give them to everybody.
Oh,
and
you didn't bring them?
I didn't bring the T-shirts, honey.
Okay.
I feel so bad.
Shame.
But I'm going to have to bring them next time.
That's retaliation.
I didn't bring the blow and the jelly beans.
Okay,
and,
retaliation.
I can still have you spank me, but it's a...
Any old time.
So anyway, Cold Sluts on Fire. Now, I got to be honest with you, and I'm maybe not the smartest person in the shed. Because it's funny, because I have friends that are like, who is this Cold Sluts on Fire that's your friend? Because on Facebook, it's Cold Sluts is the first name, On Fire with a Y is the last name, and they haven't caught on yet.
Well, I'm wondering when they're going to catch up to me.
So they even got my goth comedian that's out. Catface is still on, but I don't know how long that's going to happen.
Well, I think they just don't want to put my real name in there, which is Fuckface Jimmy. Because that's a bit about profanity, and the little kids, and I don't know who else might get offended by it. It's ridiculous, but that, I think, is the reason.
But you had a Barbie doll as the profile picture for the longest time, and people were like, is that a hot chick?
That's way back there. Man, you were a fan from way back, Mark.
Yeah, because I had people, because you would post something or make a weird comment once in a while, and people would be like, who's this Cold Sauce on Fire? Is that, like, she hot? What's going on? I don't know. I never met her. And then... I heard from you, and you're like, you should have Sig Neutron and Randy Rodola on the show. Our friends that were in the show Face Off on Sci-Fi Channel. Kat, Sci-Fi Channel, there has a show Face Off.
I'm familiar.
Right.
And, yes.
Oh, have you seen it?
I have.
Have you seen Sig on the show?
No, I have not.
Oh, this season, he was runner-up this season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sig Neutron puts some crazy stuff. He was at Kamikaze. A fuckface was at Kamikaze.
Mm-hmm. Fancy on my shirts.
And he was... He dressed Randy, who was a beautiful woman, up like Gary Oldman. She had the bun and the thing.
Oh, wow.
And,
yeah, that was genius.
And he's got, like, he does, like, fish faces. And when they were in here, they were telling us that one of the best was they did Popeye the Sailor Moon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was a favorite. Where
she
one
was
of
like
mine.
Her face was Popeye. She had the arms, but from behind it was Sailor. You know, it was the Sailor Moon outfit. So people
and
follow
Randy
her
has
around.
An ass. She can get her waist down to 18 inches, and she has a big bubble butt like Kim Kardashian. And right. So you can imagine.
Way better than Kardashian.
Yeah, it's not greasy. No, Randy's beautiful. She's mm-hmm. she's beautiful. So Jesus. You're like, you should have them on the show, and we have them on the show. They're great. We're going to have them back again.
Yay. Oh, good.
Yeah, hopefully
wonderful
soon.
People.
I'm trying to figure out, because we're going to have them on, hopefully with Amazon Eve from American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or maybe, because Missy Munster was on the show last week at my birthday show.
That'd be cool one.
She's going to be on Face Off next year, or they're in talks, so. But this is a good segue, and we're going to get back to Cold Sluts on Fire, because I want to hear about this, and we're going to really get into Trixie's story, but... I was at Kamikaze, and this is some interviews, Kat, that you can enjoy. We were at Kamikaze, and I did some interviews. The first tape is me interviewing our friend Ash, who owns Creepsville 666, which is I don't know if you're familiar with them. They sell T-shirts, too, and they have some really cool designs.
Oh, I'll check them out.
Right. It's not as good as your Blackish, where you put white people's faces on it, which is great.
Yeah, that was a nice one.
I don't know if you have that on the shirt yet, but I'd love to have that. And I got to order some shirts for you for Christmas. and we're going to get the website. So if you go to the Etsy store or coldslutsonfire.com.
Yeah, you know, it's if you go to Etsy and just search Cold Sluts on Fire, it's the easiest way to find it.
Right.
URLs, there's too many letters and numbers in there. I don't know what it is.
Right.
But that's probably the best way to do it.
So the first one is I interviewed, and let me just, because I want to make sure I have these names correct, but I interviewed Ash from Creepsville 666, and I interviewed the kids, and I don't know if you're familiar with the TV show Land of the Lost. It was a little before my time, but apparently it was really big, and the kids from Land of the Lost, I guess it was kids that ended up, I'm not sure how, it was like a Croft thing, and they ended up in a dinosaur. They ended up in, they were trapped in an alternative universe.
Oh, yeah.
Inhabited for dinosaurs.
Right.
Will Ferrell did a movie. So we had Rosalie Ure, Kathy Coleman, Philip Paley, who were the kids, and they were there. And so that's the first one, which is the first Creepsville 666, and then Land of the Lost, if you could play that.
Break the ice. I'm here at Kamikaze with Ash from Creepsville 666. Ash, what's the weirdest thing you've seen today at Kamikaze?
The weirdest thing I've seen today at Kamikaze would probably be... Let me think for a minute.
There's been that many weird things?
Well, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It's hard to distinguish the weirder from the weirdest, you know? Possibly...
I don't have all day, Ash.
Well, sorry. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something. My memory's not that good, to be honest with you. I remember something in my vicinity I can...
Well, what happened yesterday that really took you off course?
Let me see. I met Lobo yesterday.
The real Lobo?
Well, I think it was the real Lobo. Not the new Lobo, the old school Lobo. Yeah.
Oh, so you are a comic book man from way back.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
So have you been going to comic book conventions since, like, it was just comic books?
Yeah, well... I went to a couple in the UK when it was just comic books, but they were still pretty fledgling things back in those days.
Flagellant?
Fledgling.
Oh, fledgling. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you said flagellant.
Well, that is...
A comic and farting convention.
That's too maybe, you know? But yeah, yeah.
Well, I love your stuff.
Thank you.
That's why I was trying to get you guys to sponsor the show, but now we got so many sponsors.
Good.
But we'll talk about it. Yeah, Josie Cat was really trying to hook that up.
Uh-huh.
But I do have to ask, you got so many cool vampire things.
Uh-huh.
And you're right around the corner from the Elvira Mistress of the Dark.
Yeah.
Has there been any static, any beef?
Not at all, because we did a license for them also. So
okay.
Yeah. We're kind of...
If you didn't, there'd probably be
I don't know. We're kind of like to go for the full spectrum dominance, you know? So,
right.
Yeah. Like our
vampire Elvira, it's all good.
It's all good, you know?
Hot girls in tight black dresses.
Pretty
Casey
much,
White.
Yeah.
We like that.
Makes the world go round, you know?
It sure does.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ash.
You're welcome.
Oh. I'm here at Kamikaze. I got big stars here. From Land of the Lost, it's Kathy Coleman, who played Holly, I'm assuming, and Phil Paley, and Wesley Yore.
Hey.
How are you guys doing? How are you feeling, Kamikaze? How's Wesley? You look like the spokesman. How's Kamikaze treating you so far?
Run, Holly, run! There's a dinosaur.
You really are. You really are Wesley Yard.
What kind of a spokesperson is that?
Okay, do you have a specific...
Hey, we're here at the Kamikaze Expo. We're having a great time.
Yeah.
We've met a lot of really cool people over the weekend and had a lot of laughs. And
it's mostly adults, isn't it?
No, you know what? A mixture.
Really?
Because the adults are showing their children the show now, so...
Right.
It's moving it along.
Did you guys get any residuals from the shitty movie or what?
Okay, the interview is canceled.
Wira, Ari, Sarisa, Chaka.
Chaka, no. Chaka, don't bite Holly. Oh, gosh, I hate this. It's always happening.
It doesn't take much to get you guys
No, going. It's just terrible. Yeah.
Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition. That's the greatest earthquake ever known. High on the rapids, it struck their tiny raft.
Oh!
Plunged them down 1,000 feet below to the land of the lost.
Oh, you guys are the best. I love you guys. Thanks a lot so much for doing that.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to get them going. I don't know. I don't know if either one of you were child stars at one time, but it's hard to let that go.
Well, I don't know. I've always felt like I've been famous. Even my first memory as being famous, so... Who knows? Maybe I don't remember being on TV, though.
I was going to say, I don't remember the Fuckface Jimmy guest starring role on Different Strokes or anything. But the second clip, and we've got two more of these, they get better. It's this is going to be good. This is, I interview a pirate girl. She's a captain. And then the best of them all, Tommy Wiseau from The Room. And we were trying to explain what The Room was to Kat. Now, you guys are into surrealist stuff, so you've seen it a few times.
Oh, I seen it one time, but it was right at its peak.
Yes.
And it was all five theaters, and people were throwing those spoons like there was no tomorrow.
It's like the Rocky Horror of the 21st century. This guy had a billboard on Hollywood Boulevard of just his face, The Room. They've had midnight showings of this thing all over the country for over 10 years. And you see it, it's the worst movie you've ever seen. It's indescribably bad.
It's so bad, it's good.
The worst movie ever.
I saw it again the other night, and I was astonished at what I was seeing. You watch this movie, and there's a whole panorama of San Francisco, some decent music, so you're like, okay, it's kind of low budget, but it might be a good movie. This guy opens the door, is like, hi, babe, how are you? And then you're like, oh, my God. But for some reason, once you start watching, you can't stop.
Yeah.
So first the pirate, then Tommy Wiseau.
Cut off?
I had it on pause.
Oh, man.
Oh, here we go again.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start with, I think all of hers.
Don't repeat the.
What is it about pirates that intrigued you?
For me, I like the metaphor of it. Obviously, I use it in my artwork. So it's like, you know, the freedom, plumbing the depths, being a revolutionary, living by your own rules. Living life to the fullest.
Right.
Out to discover inner treasure.
Were there really women captains back then? I think there were tons.
Actually, there's tons. No, there's tons. And one of the most famous is Madame Chang. And she had a fleet of like 1,000 ships, 80,000 pirates. She was like the most notorious businesswoman pirate of all time.
Really?
Yeah, and there's really a ton of pirate queens.
Really? Well, yeah. I've seen a few pirate queens in West Hollywood, but...
These were real. They had their own fleets.
Right.
They had their own ships.
Right.
They were killers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I got to be careful around you.
Yeah, I would say so.
You got a hook, the whole thing?
I don't have a hook, but I've got guns. I've got knives.
So when you see a good-looking guy and he's got a wooden leg, is that like even more of a turn-on?
I haven't met one yet.
Really?
I'll let you know when that happens.
Because I know a guy's got one arm. He could throw a hook on there if you want.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah?
I'd have to see it. You know, it's like, it's not just the accoutrements of piracy that intrigue me. It's really the whole package.
Right. If some guy's walking around with just like sweatpants and a peg leg, that's not going to
Yeah, that's not going to cut it.
Okay. All right.
And also, I mean, it's really a good sign for me because my Toyota pickup is painted on the side. I've got an octopus. I have graffiti that says Art Pirate. So when men tell me, like, wow, that your truck's embarrassing, it's like, bye-bye.
Oh,
like,
I would
never
say
that.
That's
who I am. Yeah, that's who I am. The guy who says, oh, my God, I love your truck, it's like, that's the man for me.
Oh, my God, I love your truck.
Yeah, but you got to be looking at it.
The way you described it, I could just imagine how awesome it is.
Yeah, it's super.
And I'm looking
cool.
You right in the eyes.
I wish I had a picture of it. Yeah, it's a super truck.
Oh, so how are people treating you here at Kamikaze?
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Everybody's really great, and it's not happening now. But most people want to come by and get their pictures taken with us. We had another person, so this is our third day. It's quite exhausting. It's so overstimulating.
Right.
You know, there's so many, like, you're here trying to work your booth, but you're so busy looking at all the characters coming by.
Oh, yeah.
We want to get our pictures taken with them.
And what's the weirdest character you've seen besides myself?
You know what? I'm so tired, I can't really think. I'm going to need, I would need to look at pictures because it's really been an event.
Yes, it has. Well, thank you so much.
We've seen awesome stuff, really incredible.
Any cool pirates?
So creative. Yeah, we've seen some cool pirates, but we've just seen way cool. Like, look at this weird guy with the bird on his shoulder.
No, that's Dexter's Laboratory.
What?
That's a 20th century show.
Yeah, see, so I'm so out of it. I'm just impressed with everybody's costumes, but apparently they're just characters based on something they've seen.
Right.
I just think everybody's original because I don't know any better. I don't have a TV or anything, but I guess.
I didn't mean to ruin it. Well, yeah, because TVs weren't around back in the pirate days.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know anything about the new shows. So I just get so excited. I'm like, wow, you're brilliant. And somebody's like, oh, no, this is a TV
though,
show.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I got a lot.
I bet you did. Bet you're good at it, too.
I got pirate decks.
And was the last
I've got
time
pirate tarot cards.
I'll bet you do. Can you look into my future right now?
I didn't bring them with me. Sorry, I know.
When was the last time you made a man walk the plank?
It's been a while.
Well, I'll have to give you my card.
I'm out of a lot of, I'm tired to even talk.
All right, I'll have to give you my card then.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for the interview.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay.
Ledger's still here.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, on this side.
This man is always directing. The man is always directing. I am so. This is one of my heroes, Tommy Wiseau. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, Tommy Wiseau. Yeah.
The director, writer, director, star of The Room. I love The Room. Were you surprised that The Room was so successful, or when you put a billboard on Hollywood Boulevard, you knew it was going to be successful?
Well, it's definitely cookie cutter from Hollywood. So again, you know. If it was successful, I want to be successful, so it is successful.
Well, when you put a big, giant billboard of your face on Hollywood Boulevard for years, you knew it was how the audience was going to catch it, right?
Eventually, but I was not sure 100%.
And I noticed that you have a lot of new products here. You have Tom Uso underwear.
Yeah, I designed the underwear.
It's very roomy in the crotch, I noticed.
It's perfect for everybody, actually, for ladies and guys as well.
Really? So if your package is not as endowed as Tommy Wiseau, still, it's very roomy and comfortable?
Yeah, absolutely. And you have also a secret pocket.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can put stuff if you want to. See?
Oh, wow, that's great. So yeah, you can put some change or...
You can put the change, ID, or whatever else you want to put it there.
Exactly. So you don't really need to wear pants. You can just use the underwear.
There you go.
So, how come there was never a sequel to The Room?
And eventually maybe it would be. I don't know yet.
Right? And but everybody's writing books and things. And
What you read.
Well, you were the artist.
Yes, thank you.
And you've won documentary awards since then, so you obviously know how to film. Do you think do you get offended when people say it's the worst movie of all time?
No, you know what? I get so used to number one and number three. I think, like I said, today's Hollywood as well probably was not ready for a different thing. Because right now I'm working on The Neighbors, and then I do Foreclosure. So you will see it, my work, and say, hey, it's not, you know what I'm saying? So it's totally different cookie cutter from Hollywood. So that's the story.
When you see people doing movies like Birdemic and other bad movies.
I'm not even close when people compare, you know. Let's be nice, right? How you can compare oranges to apple? You can.
Right.
So you cannot even compare. You know, I encourage people actually see behind the scene of a Blu-ray as well, DVD. When you see the behind the scene, what happened exactly?
I've seen this behind the scenes on the DVD. I've watched the DVD many times. I love
Blu-ray
it.
As well.
I haven't seen the Blu-ray.
Yeah,
yet.
So it's totally different footage.
Oh, great!
So if you see it, you will see. Hey, actually, that was regular production. You know, so a lot of people don't understand that we've been doing The Room really high quality. I would say, you know, either though, you know, people say, "Oh, why he use the two cameras?" Well, why the sky is blue, the reason I use the two cameras because I want to experience, I want to see something different.
And this is before Blu-ray, but you anticipated Blu-ray.
Absolutely, yeah. So again, you see, this is also 3D as well.
It's 3D?
No. Would be eventually.
Oh, you're going to do the room, you're going to convert it to 3D?
Yeah, I'm working on it, so.
So, I mean, there's some sex scenes and your butt's going to be 3D?
I guess. Yeah. We cannot cut that.
That's a special treat for the women.
There you go,
and
yeah.
A couple guys up there,
yeah,
too.
Whatever, yes.
Can you, I hate to ask you, but
sure,
can you do the You Tear Me Apart?
Absolutely. I'm used to it, so it's not a big deal. Again, I like to say, whatever person here listen to your show, I want to say thank you to all the fans of support. And again, don't believe what you read. And later on, you will find out who I am, what I am. But I'm very happy that people embrace the room and we were very successful. And now this is for you. You are tearing me apart.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Tommy. I'd love to have you on my
You're
show
welcome.
Sometime. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a TV show?
There is an artist.
Absolutely. And there's one real quick one, real quick. I interviewed Lloyd Kaufman from Troma. I'm sure one of your heroes. The Toxic Avenger. You know Troma?
Oh, yeah.
Troma Studios. No.
No.
You got to come over and watch Sergeant Kabuki, man. But
I really want to see the room now.
Yeah. No,
Jesus Christ. I can't believe I just said that.
Actually, I think we're going to have a lot of... there's a screening in December. We're all going. I told Nestor, who has a show here, and the guy who owns the studio. But anyway, here's Lloyd Kaufman real quick.
What is it? The Dark Mark Show. Dark Mark Show. I'm here at Troma. It should be Tromakazi, but it's Kamikaze. You're like a rock star. This is Lloyd Kaufman.
Well, thank you. I love Mark White and especially the Dark Mark Show. And Toxie, what's your favorite part of Dark Mark Show, Toxie? Toxic Avenger?
I love his suit. It's fantastic.
Well, you know, my co-host, is Josie Cat, one of the stars of Tales from the Crapper. You remember her,
Josie
right?
Cat is amazing, and Josie Cat and I did a lesson for Make Your Own Damn Movie Channel. The Make Your Own Damn Movie Channel, Josie and I did a special effects lesson, and she is great, Toxie.
I thought she was giving me a bunch of crap, but she knows you.
No, she's really cool, and the Piss Ants group, the band.
Right.
We had music, and... she's great. I'd like to see her again. And Toxie, you like Josie, too. Toxie's suit's looking good today.
I love Toxie. Now, which do you think is your masterpiece, Toxic Avenger or Tales from the Crapper?
Well, Toxie's standing here giving me a very fan-toxic.
Once he started raving about Josie Cat, the tape went dead. But anyway, so those are my... So what did you think of Kamikaze, Fuckface?
Well, I thought it was really a fun time. There was plenty of children right there, and so it was a little bit... I was a little bit nervous they had come over and see my shirts and be offended or something like that, but everybody seemed to get a real chuckle out of it, especially the... what was it? It was the Rose Luck in Bondage. It was really getting those kids upset.
It's My Little Pony.
It's from My Little Pony.
Right. It's specifically for the bronies.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's for anybody who loves anybody who loves My Little Pony or
In bondage.
Anybody who masturbates to cartoons, basically.
Well, which is everybody.
Horse cartoons.
That's fascinating. Do you know about the bronies?
No.
I'm educating you all over the place. There's a whole subculture of people
trying
to get some
God
on the show.
It.
I've been trying to get some on the show for a while.
It's horrifying.
We almost have people.
Here.
Well, it's interesting. There's two types of people. These are men. These are grown men. I'm not kidding. You Google it.
Okay.
They jerk off to My Little Pony. I sort of can understand that. I've jerked off to cartoons.
Cute little pony.
It's sick, it's weird, but it's understandable. Then there's guys that watch My Little Pony, don't jerk off to it, but love the storyline and feel that it's speaking to them. Mm. These are teenagers and grown men. There's a documentary on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, Bronies. Please check it out. It's amazing. Because that's Comic-Con. And nobody's grown up. Everybody, I saw a guy.
Well, that's the best thing about it. Everybody can dress up and be whoever they want. So I really appreciate that. And I respect that.
I saw a guy who had to be in his 40s with his gut hanging out dressed like Green Lantern. I'm like,
yes.
Green Lantern's, did you see that guy?
And, you know, there was a few Greenlanders. I didn't see that big.
That one you would have seen because his belly was hanging over, and I didn't know it was like a.
Was it a throwback Green Lantern, like from the 60s?
No. It wasn't the. It was. He was wearing skin tight, and you've been to fetish clubs.
I have, yes.
You've seen men.
You tell.
There's a reason I wear the suits. You can wear skin tight leather. You got the build for it. Well, you got the build for it. Obviously,
that's true.
Kat has the build for skin tight latex. I do not. But I know that, and that's why I dress my physique. But you've seen men with big guts in tight latex. What is your reaction when you see that, Kat?
My reaction to that is the same as it is with any other garment. And you have to look at yourself
in the
and
mirror.
Think, and that this rocks. And if you think, after looking at yourself with the gut hanging out and the latex all nice and tight, that you're rocking that shit, more power to you.
Right. And
but also, you also have to think of everybody else who has to look at you.
Right. Now, obviously, these are two people that know how to dress. Now, we want to get to... Now, you were there, and also Crappy Comic was there.
Oh, yeah. He's a good friend of mine, Crappy Comic. He's on my channel, and he is a wonderful feller. He's kind of a mixture between Rodney Dangerfield and who's the other guy? George Carlin, except, he's
alive.
He's alive, barely. But his he doesn't really have any jokes or anything like that, but just kind of rants. He's crappy. Just kind of rants and...
he's a bad comedian.
And he's creepy.
He's pretty bad. He's terrible.
Wait, Trixie, did you say Crappy Comic's creepy?
He's so creepy. I don't like the way he looks at me.
Yeah, he looks at everybody that way, so don't take it personal, honey.
Does he look at you that way, fuckface?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah,
but,
okay.
I slap him. I keep him in line.
Because I notice that your shirt's unbuttoned quite a bit. You're showing...
That's just my style. I just like to show the world what kind of freak I am, and they're going to appreciate it whether they like it or not.
That's my main point. It's a very Steven Tyler meets Tony Clifton sort of look that you got going.
Yeah, except I got the physique for it.
Right. Well, Steven Tyler is still, I guess, I don't know, but...
he's an amateur.
Now, Trixie, what small town did you come from? I don't think I caught that.
I don't like to talk about the past, but I did come from Death Valley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so from what I understand, you took the midnight train going anywhere, and you ended up in Hollywood.
Yeah, well, I've always had this glamorous dream of being a cigarette spokesmodel because it's so classy. Specifically Virginia Slims. I've always wanted to be a Virginia Slims cigarette spokesmodel.
Do they still make Virginia Slims?
They do.
Oh, I believe they make E versions of them.
Oh, okay. I guess so.
Of course. And, but anyway, I came out here because Fuckface Jimmy had this cool ad saying that he was having workshops to become a cigarette model.
Was this on Craigslist? Or?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It was
of course.
Craigslist, and all you had to do is come to Hollywood and bring 2 cartons of marbles.
Okay,
did
he insist on naked pictures first, or how did that
Well,
work?
Of course, every one of my ads requires certain materials
will
be scrutinized
by
our panel.
Well, I'm a model, so you have to know how I look to see my potential.
Right,
that's right. And she had plenty of potential.
I can see that. I see what you're saying. Hey, yeah. I said,
come on, down, honey. All you need is your 2 cartons, and maybe, we'll get a drink afterwards.
Awesome.
And how did that work out? Now, you are a spokesmodel for Virginia Slims?
Yeah, Virginia Slims, things have changed, so I'm trying to get into e-cigarette ads because... And I've done some Indonesian stuff where cigarettes are still like cool, but here it's like I gotta do the e-cigarettes. But I've been practicing. You want to hear my like?
Oh yes,
I want to hear it.
We want to hear it.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
This is a real cigarette ad. Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
Mm. Oh, that was smooth. Now here's e-cigarette ad.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, that was. Good.
Wow, what do you think? I see the difference. Wonderful.
Wonderful. Cigarette,
she
guys.
Is a star. She's been working on that for
months.
Wait. What about a vape pen?
Vape pen. Oh, that was good.
Uh-huh.
The trifecta of cigarette.
You are a judge of talent, my friend. Fuckface.
Cigarette ads, everybody.
You from just a couple of naked pictures, you could tell the acting talent that was there.
Oh, yeah. Well, as soon as I flipped open that manila envelope and I saw a little bit of peachy goodness in there, I knew it was going to end in bliss.
Right.
Yeah, and of course he got me hooked on Reacid, so that was the end of that.
I was going to ask you about Reacid. What is Reacid?
Well,
I've seen this on your T-shirt.
I may or may not be the manufacturer of a certain party drug. That is called Reacid, and that is after Rihanna. And here is I got a picture of her from the VMA Awards when she is horrified. When Miley Cyrus is on stage, you know, it's a classic picture.
Right.
And I just decided to put that picture in different colors
Reacid
and stuff.
Reacid is so awesome. It takes the essence of the stardom and glamour of Rihanna.
That's true.
And it just, like, puts you in that and makes you feel unstoppable. I'm totally on so much Reacid right now.
It's like diamonds in the sky.
Yes, totally. It's great. I mean,
hallelujah.
Miley Cyrus and Rihanna seem to be the obsessions of you.
How can you blame me? I mean, they're just so, glamorous and repugnant at the same time.
Well, here's the question. Have you had either one of them?
Well, I know I have in my mind, but
who hasn't?
Some of the reality is a little sketchy sometimes.
I heard they went to one of our pornography parties.
Oh, that's right. You know, at my studio in Culver City, my video studio,
right
on the roof, we have our big Hollywood pornography parties.
Best Hollywood pornography parties.
Oh,
it's
please
so
tell
awesome.
Us, Trixie,
in detail.
The cat wants to know.
Of course,
we don't
want
to go too into detail.
There's pornography playing everywhere.
Is Cat invited to the next?
Of course you're invited.
Yes. Giddy up.
Bring your friends. And Mark, we have to have you there.
Oh, absolutely.
We should do a show.
You should do a
show. Pinky promised me you're going to be my date.
Oh, well, I would love to be your date. Is that okay with Fuckface? Is this a monogamous relationship?
You know, it's all good.
Or do you guys, relationship.
Or do you guys swing?
You know, it's a group love kind of situation going on.
I'm telling you that
parties.
I get what I want when I want, and so I'm not held down to nothing.
Oh, really?
She's an independent lady over there. She can get what she wants.
I will be your date. What does that entail?
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
We get super hot. We get glamorous. I mean, you're already super glamorous,
right?
as always.
You.
And we go up to the top floor of his crazy studio. It's like 20 stories high or something,
right.
And there's porn playing everywhere, and everyone's dressed up, and there's Reacid, and there's crushed sweet tarts.
Yes.
That's the latest thing. It's awesome.
The kids are really into it.
No, I know. I saw a picture of you snorting some crushed sweet tarts.
Mm-hmm.
How does that, what's the rush?
Oh, man, it just makes you feel like, kind of like you're cracked out, but then it gives you this gritty feel, like it's like there's like sand in your nose. It's like invigorating.
There's a little bit of
the back of the tongue,
bit of bleeding going on, but
right.
You know, you forget about that after a while.
Now, sweet tarts and Reacid, should you be mixing those?
Oh, of course, of course.
Yeah,
oh, opportunity drugs.
Fun.
Right. I do want to play this actually. I mean, this is just because you guys are trying to raise money for Cold Sluts on Fire.
It's true.
Make more comedy videos.
Yep.
More T-shirts.
Yep.
And you guys have made a video that is a very good argument to give money, lots of money, to Cold Sluts on Fire.
Mm-hmm.
The more money, the better.
Ka-ching.
Let's see that video. I'll be singing. There I am.
What the heck? I'm so skinny. I'm supposed to be, like, underweight by, like, doctor standards, but these stupid little chairs are making me look like a big fat cow. It's not cool, Jimmy. You promised me I'd look hot in your video. How's that? Is that okay?
Take off your pants. Show me what you got down low.
This here's for pay, Jimmy. I'm hitting Europe for some cold, hard cash. Cold, hard cash. You think these blinged out lion necklaces grow on trees? You think sweet tarts come pre-crushed? Do you think sexy ladies and drag queens are all altruistic humanitarians throwing themselves on this sheer lazy carcass free of charge? Not a chance, Skeezix. Now we need your help, adherent. How am I supposed to bring you the funniest, zaniest, weirdest, most deaf, fucked up, trashy comedy this side of Alpha Centauri.
Here in Skid Row.
I'm a systems fucker.
Look at you, power brokers.
You're out of your mind, lady.
Gosh!
Grave. Midnight mayonnaise.
I'm gonna barf.
Bullshit.
Hanging out of the ugly face. Ugly face.
Now, wasn't that impressive? We need cash for camera batteries,
audio, and computer cords,
video lights,
microphones,
camera memory cards,
gorilla, tape,
Gasoline.
Space rental?
Makeup, fucker.
Costumes?
Monster energy drinks!
And wigs, wigs, and more wigs. But this ain't no wig. This shit's real. Real expensive.
Also, some party favors for our notorious Hollywood pornography parties wouldn't hurt a bit either, Skeezix. Have another line of sweet tarts, honey.
All right. Ooh, this is some good candy. It's totes getting me there. Awesome.
We need money for sweet tarts to power this whole endeavor. We can't do it alone. We need some stimulants.
What's up with this old lady holding a ball?
Well, honey pie, now that is the great Buddha.
Isn't Buddha a dude? This bitch has tits. Jimmy! Where did all the sweet tarts go? I'm out of here.
Wait, I had to sell my grandmother for that sugar. Sugar, please don't leave me. What price order? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Take off your pants. Show me what you got down low. Drive your cop car. Drive it through my funky tunnel.
Doggy!
Take off your shirty. Show me what you got on top.
So that was a, that must have been a rough night, day in your relationship.
Well, yeah, it was a little worried there for a second.
So you said drag queens. Are you into drag queens still?
Who isn't? Come on. I mean,
they're,
you know,
hot.
They are totally, totes hot. Totes hot.
So have you, I'm trying to think, have you ever, like, fucked a drag queen while a drag queen's fucking the human centipede thing? Like, she's fucking a drag queen and drag queen's fucking
Well, I'll have
Trixie.
I have to run back the security tape from our pornography parties, but I think that
I've
did happen.
I've seen you do that. Right. I've totally seen you do that.
Again, I don't like to brag. I am a very humble man.
And who gave you the nickname Fuckface Jimmy? I've always wanted to know that.
Well, it's kind of like a boy named Sue kind of situation. That was my given name from my father.
Really? So, yep. So Facebook, you got the birth certificate of Facebook comes after you.
Mark Zuckerberg, you know, he was going to shut me down, and then I just got that certificate out, and, you know, he let me on his very nice Facebook there.
Very nice.
And, you know, I still exist there electronically.
So when you were in school, like, you're in third grade, and the teacher's like, Fuckface Jimmy, are you here?
FF.
Yeah, FF for short. That was right. My, like, you know, kid name, I guess.
Right, because we're trying to figure out how old, I know how old you are. You're what, 19, right? And you, it's hard to say.
Well, I'm timeless. That's the way I like to look at it.
And you've always had a mustache, I would have imagined.
I was born with a mustache. It tickled my mother a little bit on birth, but she got over it.
Right. And it's been saving flavor for quite some time.
Oh, it's ripe. It is fermenting a whole, you know.
Can you smell his mustache? See what you...
I can. I was wondering what that was. Now I know.
You want to smell a mustache?
I can smell it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so good.
I can just imagine what's been on that mustache.
It's a
sweet
aroma.
The porn stars, the drag queens, the Hollywood stars. So you've been putting Craigslist ads. Are you still putting Craigslist ads for new talent?
Oh, every day. You know, in fact, maybe I should go out and do another one right now. I try to do one every 15 minutes.
Right. So you get a lot of new pictures on your computer.
I need talent. Lots of it.
Right. So if we give you money, so what are the future videos that Cold Sluts on Fire? And like I say, I forgot to say this at the beginning of the show. Cold Sluts on Fire.
Yes.
It didn't really dawn on me the name.
It's a fancy name.
Literally, I didn't get cold on fire. Until I booked you guys, I was like, oh, I get it now. Cold.
Sort of like the yin and yang.
Right. So, so if we do donate to Cold Sluts on Fire, what videos will we be looking forward to?
Well, we have all sorts of things coming up, starring all sorts of stars that we have. You know, a pyramid guy is going to be a new pyramid guy. There's going to be
me, right, Jimmy?
Oh,
promise.
Yes, of course. There's going to be plenty of videos featuring
Trixie
Camaro.
Now, who's Pyramid Guy?
Pyramid Guy is this crazy feller found on the internet. He is obsessed with pyramids.
Really?
And he lives in his mother's basement right next to, and his bed's right next to the furnace. And all he does all day long is think about pyramids and pyramid power. And he goes to some of these conventions sometimes, and he dresses up as Pyramid Guy, all in like a pharaoh's outfit. And he has a big pyramid on a staff, and he just walks around and people love him.
Is he a conspiracy theorist, or he just likes pyramids?
I think he just likes pyramids. He's a bit of a simple-minded feller, but he's still really nice.
So we're gonna... He's obsessed, but he's I've seen him at one of the pornography parties, and boy, can he go down.
Really?
I've seen him. It's crazy.
Has he ever stuck that pyramid in some interesting place?
Always takes that with. He made it for Comic-Con, and people liked it so much, he takes it everywhere, and he's brought it to our pornography parties, and he jokes around that he's going to do something, but then nobody ever lets him. But apparently he doesn't need to because he has a really big thing.
Really?
It's
How would you know?
Like, it's really huge. Like, I couldn't get near it. I'm like, I'm little. I'm
tiny. Had to roll it in on a cart.
Right. What about Fuckface? How's he hung?
Oh, I only laugh because you would never expect it. He's a grower, not a shower. It gets pretty big.
Oh, okay, good, because he's a tall, skinny guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would think.
I got four dicks. Let me just lay down the line here.
Yeah, you have four dicks. He has four
pretty,
dicks.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I didn't know you wanted to tell everybody, Jimmy. But,
You know.
So you're quadridickless.
You know, people.
Quadridickful.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to think.
I don't know what.
Not quadriplegic. Quadridickful.
Quadra something.
Quadriplegic.
Quadra bonerific or something. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
So you could fuck four girls at once.
Well, or four drag queens at once. At least four. Some of them are prehensile, so I can hang from the ceiling on one of them and like fuck two or three other drag queens
at the
same time. But
they are kind of skinny, so it's probably better when they all just go into one hole.
Oh, is that what happens?
It's pretty good, though.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
It's kind of like science fiction.
Like a squid,
you wouldn't even believe it.
Yeah, but all into one hole. It's really cool.
Right. Oh, I didn't know you had four dicks.
Not many people do.
I saw Caligula. I saw the guy with two dicks, but I've never seen someone with four dicks.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he's a bit of an amateur. I got him times two.
Well, no wonder you called Fuckface.
Exactly. There you go. That's, I guess.
Maybe that's why she named
and that's right. It's a premonition of what my life was going to be like.
And Sig and Randy, if you're fans of Face Off, they're involved with Cold Sluts on Fire.
That's right. So they're going to be in a new production that we're doing. It's going to be called Prisoner of Holly Weird Land. And they're going to be starring in there with Crappy Comic. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, wow.
And
so Crappy Comic's a comic relief.
That's right.
But he's not funny.
He's not funny. He's kind of more tragic.
Okay, so he's the tragic relief.
He's kind of a laugh at kind of a guy rather than a laugh with.
I know those people. Where does the time go? Oh, my goodness. It's only 2 minutes, 53
only
seconds.
Only 2 minutes
wow.
left.
Right.
How'd that happen?
So we have time for the Spang Train, but before we do.
Ooh. Are we going to get a demo of the four peni?
Do you want to see the four peni?
Well, I think
one of the four peni, at least.
All four. It's all or nothing with me.
Fuckface, can we...
You said you wouldn't show anybody unless they're on the show.
Unless they're on the show. Unless they're on my show.
Yeah, which show? Is it my show or is it your show?
Which
show
are we talking about? Unless we were on Cold Sluts on Fire.
Oh, you got to go on Cold Sluts on Fire.
That's right.
To see all four dicks. You only get one if you want on this show. But for all four...
At the very least, you got to come to our Hollywood pornography party, but I would love to have you on the show.
Happily. And then we can come back and I can report.
And you want to get closer to the mic, Kat.
Oh, yes. Yes, sorry. You guys, I have to repeat.
So, Kat, you look lovely. Everybody's been wanting to know what's been happening with you.
Oh.
How do we get a hold of you?
Facebook,
well,
of course.
Get a hold of her right now.
Yeah, she's pretty
Kat,
hot.
Kat, a Tale of Two Cats. Kat
yes, Kat, a Tale of Two Cats. Kat Face on Facebook. Kat's Entertainment, also on Facebook. And Kat's Cabaret. Also on Facebook, catsentertainment.com.
Do you want to explain the cat face to them real quick?
It's a beautiful cat face you have.
Very, very catty face. Right. Exactly.
And where can we see you dancing? In the public.
I was going to say in your dreams.
He's got four dicks.
Four dicks for a dance. What?
One in the pink, one in the stink, and then
the
pink.
Dance.
Right.
Right now, I'm just teaching, so if you want to come take a class, I am open to male and female.
We should do that, honey.
You really should.
And how do we get a hold of you to take a class?
www.cats-entertainment.com.
K-A-T-Z?
Yes.
Entertainment.
Thank you. Yes.
.com.
Thank you.
And Cold Sluts on Fire, Fuckface, And I've wanted to have a guest on forever and say, hey, well, how you doing, Fuckface? Let's know with you. But Fuckface, how do we get a hold of Fuckface? How do we get a hold of you?
Well, it's real simple. Just go to any one of these social constructs and just go Coleslaw's on Fire. We're on Instagram, Coleslaw's on Fire. We're at coleslawsonfire.com is the YouTube channel.
Right.
And we're on everything else. So all
I'm friends with you on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of that.
Yeah, that's right.
And Trixie... how do we get a hold of you?
You get a hold of me through Coleslaw's on Fire because he has an exclusive contract right now.
Oh,
that's right.
So
I don't tell him when I see it.
If we go to a pornography party, everything goes out the window, right?
Yeah.
Why
do you think I invited you?
My man,
I'm up for the highest bidder, baby.
You're 19, going on.
Whatever you want.
Oh, I bet. What do your parents think of your Hollywood excursions?
You know what? I don't even know about them because I was raised by my grandmother in a trailer park, so.
Okay, and I guess she doesn't give a shit because she probably fucked Fuckface back in the day, so.
She has her boy toys.
Anyway. We could go on forever, but next week we're going to.
I learned from the best. Grandmommy, hi.
Anyway, I got to get out of here. Fuckface.
Thank
Trixie,
you, China, by the way. Thank
Patface,
you, China.
Thank you. And
thank
everybody
you.
Have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.